بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد باب إصغاء الجليس لحديث جليسه الذي ليس بحرام واستنصات العالم والواعظ حاضري مجلسه This is a new chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought and Quite an interesting chapter. The heading he has given it is listening attentively to the words of one's companion. If someone is speaking to you, it is part of sunnah. It's part of the sublime akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to give your complete attention to the one that is addressing you. So Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought this as a heading. The chapter which deals, listen attentively to the words of one's companion, as long as what he is speaking to you about is not something that is haram or prohibited in Shariat. And the second part of the heading is a chapter which deals with an alim, a person of knowledge, when he is giving a bayan, or wa'iz, or one who is giving advice, him requesting his audience, those that are listening to him, to be silent. In other words, to pay attention. The first part of the heading which Imam Nawawi rahimullah has brought, as I mentioned, is something that is very, very interesting. Because a lot of times we tend to take things for granted. Allah Ta'ala has made every human being such that ulama ikram mentioned that we have what is called izzat e nafs. Now what is izzat e nafs in layman's terms? Is that within yourself, a part of your psyche, there is a certain position that each one has accorded himself. Now when you interact with someone else and he encroaches upon that, in other words, he doesn't give you the due regard that you feel is your right, then automatically this creates an element of hurt, rebellion, dislike, hatred in your heart. That why didn't this person give me the necessary respect? Why didn't he give me the necessary decorum and accord that I felt was my due? And in this, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam excelled, making the next person feel that you have made him feel important. You've given him the due regard. This is part of akhlaq and character. And this is something that unfortunately many of us take for granted. Leave adults, even children have izzat e nafs. Today, across the board, the general complaint that comes from children is my parents don't pay me any attention. And what compounds the problem, magnifies the problem, unfortunately, is this mental, social dependence upon the cell phone. Cell phone is an instrument that was supposed to be there to fulfill a certain object or task, something supposed to be used. Today, unfortunately, we have become addicted to the cell phone. And our lives are revolving around the cell phone. You ask, like one alim puts it nicely, he says, today, the ordinary person or the average person, or even a dindar Muslim, you ask him, by how many times in the day you put your cell phone on or you turn to your cell phone? 30 times, 60 times, 100 times, 150 times. Ask the same person, by how many times you open the Quran? With difficulty, he may tell you once or twice in the day he'll open the Quran. Cell phone 50 times, 100 times. And it's become such that your child is addressing you, your daughter is addressing you, son is addressing you. We've become so addicted that we don't even give them any attention whatsoever. They'll be, as far as we are concerned, they are babbling away and we are looking at our cell phone. Wife is talking to you, your head is in the cell phone. family members talking to you, head is in the cell phone. You are eating, your head is in the cell phone. This is a musibat. This has become a huge problem, a psychological problem also. And it is not in keeping with the akhlaq and character of a Muslim. So if we are guilty of this, we should become cognizant and we should become aware of it and try to come out of this habit. By, when it comes back to this issue, what I was talking about, our children, by behaving like this, this is what leads later on in the life of that child, for that child not to respect the parents. And that love and muhabbat is not there. Why? Because each time you are attacking the izzat and nafs of that child. By not giving complete attention to that child, each time you are slowly eroding that regard and that love and that muhabbat that normally would have been there. Coming back to our to adults, our own wives, our staff, people we come into contact with, our friends. One beautiful testimony of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such. I'm sitting here, somebody might say, Maulana might call me or want my attention. Normally what the normal person does is he'll turn slightly to the right if the person is calling from the right, or if he's calling from the extreme right, turn a little bit more. When it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it comes in the riwayat, إِذَا الْتَفَتَ إِلْتَفَتَ جَمِيعًا. When anybody would call Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, want his attention, he would not just turn his face, إِلْتَفَتَ جَمِيعًا. He would turn his entire body in the direction of that person, whoever it was. Doesn't have to be some a millionaire, simple person. Even a little child could catch hold of the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and drag him wherever the child wanted. This was part of the akhlaq of and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give complete attention to his audience. Somebody is addressing him. Not like us, where the head is in the cell phone, the head is in something else, the mind is somewhere else, and you're not paying attention to that person. Iltafata jami'a. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would turn completely in the direction of that person, and his 100% attention would be on what that person was saying. And like I said, this is part of akhlaq and character, and this is when we preserve the izzat and nafs, the due regard, the position, the credence. We give due credence to the regard that that person has for himself. In Urdu, we have here this expression. Sometimes somebody is addressing somebody, they say, tawajju farmai. Tawajju farmai. What is tawajju farmai? Literally translated, it means pay attention. But the word tawajju comes from the word wajah. In Arabic, wajhun means face. Tawajju farmai means turn your face towards me. In other words, give me your 100% attention. When somebody speaks to you, it is part of sunnah. It is part of the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we give that person 100% attention. The least you can do is at least face that person. Be looking at the person that is addressing you. Obviously, there is one exception in this. And Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought it to our attention where he says that this is the chapter that deals with the desirability of listening attentively to the words of one companion as long as what that person is not speaking to you about is haram. Sometimes a man is making ghibat about somebody, or he's talking useless talks, rude jokes. The sad reality is that when it is that kind of talk, then we pay 100% attention. Then we are very attentive. When they're running down the character of somebody else, or spreading malicious rumors about somebody, or talking absolute nonsense, then we'll pay attention. When it is something that is permissible, there we are not paying attention. It's supposed to be the other way around. Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ. Somebody is talking something haram and impermissible. Allah says, فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ. Don't even sit with that person. Wake up, walk away. hatta yakhudu fi hadithin ghairi, until he starts speaking that which is permissible. So give your complete attention to your audience. This is part of sunnah. When somebody is addressing you, turn towards that person. Iltafata jami'a, face that person. Listen attentively to what he is saying. This is part of sunnah, and it is part of the due regard you are supposed to give your fellow human being. But, like I said, the exception is that when whatever is being spoken is something that is permissible. It doesn't have to be about deen. It can be something about dunya also. They also give you a proper attention. But if it is something that is haram, if it is something that is impermissible, they, what Shariat requires, forget not listening. You're not even supposed to be there. Wake up and walk away. Wake up and walk away so that the person becomes aware and realizes that that which he is speaking is impermissible. The second part of the heading, unfortunately we're already running out of time, istinsat al-alim wal-wa'iz hadiri majlisihi. That it is part of sunnah, it is proven from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when at times when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was addressing an audience, obviously in the role of a Nabi, which it's mentioned in hadith, al-ulama warathatul anbiya. The ulama are the heirs of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So if an alim is giving a talk, or a wise is giving a talk, for him to tell his majlis or his audience, by please be silent, pay attention, listen carefully to what is being said. In other words, a dini talk, a dini majlis, that type of action to tell your audience to be quiet, to pay attention, this is part of sunnah also. Why? Because the first and most basic fundamental requirement to the road to seeking knowledge is to learn to be silent and pay attention to what is being said. Here also is a huge problem today. Like I said, the heading is very simple. But if we have to analyze and look in the rat race that we are living and the type of life that we are living, with our lives revolving around the cell phone and running this way and that way, unfortunately, even these basic things we have to be reminded about and are not there in our lives. Like your stuff is.